Romans chapter 1, verse 20. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. In the physical realm, we were made to breathe. We do it all the time, though most of the time we are unaware that we are breathing. We do not have the option of saying, "I don't want to breathe," or "I am tired of breathing." That is because we cannot exist without breathing. In the same way, we were made to have a relationship with God. This means that everything we do or say, every choice we make in life, in some way is done in reference to God. We cannot escape the fact that we are connected to Him by means of creation. We are made in His image, and we exist because of Him. The environment in which we live points to God's existence. Listen to what the psalmist says in Psalm 19, verses 1 to 3. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. The truth that God exists is not just what we hear when we go to church. It is preached every day through the very things we observe in nature. The beauty of sunrise and sunset, the power in a storm, the gentle blowing of the breeze, the beauty of flowers, and we could go on and on. Creation's message leaves us without excuse. It is all around us because of God's grace. He showed us all of this so that we would run to Him, recognize His love for us, and bow the knee to His glory. Today, if you are experiencing the warmth of the sunshine or listening to the rolling waves of the ocean, why not acknowledge the fact that God exists and that His grace is available to you right now, to accept His free gift of salvation and begin a relationship with Him which will last through all eternity. Remember that we all come from God. We exist in and through God, and all that we do or say is meant to be done for God. Please join us next week.